From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues a message in the life of Abraham entitled, Ordered Out and Invited In. During this series of studies, Dr. Cairns is seeking to draw important lessons from the life of this man who was called in the Scriptures the friend of God. Today, he'll bring the conclusion of the second message in the series. In Genesis 11:27 through 12, verse 5, the Bible records God's call to Abraham to leave his homeland and to go to a land that the Lord would show him. Not long into the journey, however, Abraham, under the influence of his father Terah, settled in Haran, a move which almost cost him the blessing of God. Yet, in the course of time, Terah died, and Abraham did move on. By doing so, he not only entered into the blessing God had promised him, but he became a blessing to all with whom he came in contact. So it is with us when we obey God fully. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message. First, here's a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Mouth Confession, Heart Belief. The text is found in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There must be confession with the mouth. Have I made it? Have I openly avowed my faith in Jesus as the Savior whom God has raised from the dead? And have I done it in God's way? Let me honestly answer this question. There must also be belief with the heart. Do I sincerely believe in the risen Lord Jesus? Do I trust in Him as my sole hope of salvation? Is this trust from my heart? Let me answer as before God. If I can truly claim that I have both confessed Christ and believed in Him, then I am saved. The text does not say it may be so, but it is as plain as a pikestaff and as clear as the sun in the heavens, thou shalt be saved. As a believer and a confessor, I may lay my hand on this promise and plead it before the Lord God at this moment and throughout life and in the hour of death and at the day of judgment. I must be saved from the guilt of sin, the power of sin, the punishment of sin, and ultimately from the very being of sin. God hath said it, thou shalt be saved. I believe it. I shall be saved. I am saved. Glory be to God forever and ever.
Not have I gotten, but what I received. Grace hath bestowed it since I have believed. Boasting excluded, pride I abase. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. This is my story, to God be the glory. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more, as thou shalt sing. But all the joy shall wake within the palace of the King. And I shall see Him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see Him face to face, and tell the story.
glory, to God be the glory. I'm only a sinner saved by grace. I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
It was said of Caleb and it was said of Joshua that they fully followed the Lord. That's the testimony every Christian ought to have. And when we set out to follow hard after Christ, it is the following of full surrender. Full surrender is not ever meant to be the prerogative of a spiritual elite. It is always meant to be the ongoing experience of every child of God. But yet so often it's not. Do you remember the words of Paul to the Galatians? Chapter 5, verse 7, "You did run well. Who did hinder you?" Is that a question God brings to you tonight? You set out well, honestly, sincerely, full-heartedly. I'm not calling into question the integrity and the honesty of your initial commitment to Christ. I thank God for it. But I have to ask you, does God come along to you tonight and say, "Man or woman, young person, you ran well. You started well. What's happened to you? Who hindered you? What has come between you and the Lord? What has halted your progress? Are you a Christian tonight sitting in Haran? Not enjoying the full blessing of your calling? Not in the place you know the Lord wants you to be? But you're sitting there, making no progress. Why? Why? Put your finger on it. Deal with it. Terah had to die in Haran. If I may spiritualize that, let me tell you, the old man always has to die in Haran before you can go on to Canaan. Before Christians go on and get through with God and enjoy the fullness of what Christ has purchased for them, the old man must die in Haran. The thing that's hindering must be dealt with, must come under the judgment of God. Some people like Abraham start out well and honestly, but then they stop short of the fullness of the blessing. But thank God we learn finally that when we obey God's call, He blesses us and He makes us a blessing. Chapter 12, the portion we read there, shows us how Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And he went out to go into Canaan, and into the land of Canaan he came. And as he did so, there was that promise in his ears, "I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. When Abraham stepped out in full surrender to God, God fully, powerfully blessed him. "He hath blessed us," Paul says, "with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Peter says, "He has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness." There is blessing in following the Lord. You remember the disciples of Christ followed their Savior, and on one occasion they reminded the Lord that they had forsaken all to follow Him. Jesus replied in Luke 18, 29 and 30, "There is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting. That's the promise. God says, follow after Christ, and I'll bless you. And I'll not only bless you, I'll make you a blessing. I'll make you a blessing. I'll bless your life. But wherever you go, following hard after me, I will make you and your life a blessing unto others. I'll spread the blessing of Christ through you. Can I put it to you? There's absolutely nothing better. There's no greater purpose for a man's life than that. That God makes you a blessing. You don't have to be a preacher, you know, or a missionary, or what we call mistakenly a full-time worker. For every Christian should be a full-time Christian. No such thing as part-time Christians. I have known people in my life, and they served the Lord as people would look at it in a very humble capacity. But I want to tell you, they did serve the Lord. I've often mentioned from this pulpit one of the great privileges I had as a young minister in North Antrim, when I got to know an old elder in our Risharkin congregation, Samuel John Logan. Don't know why they, in the country districts there, like the double-barreled first name, Samuel John or Willie John or Mary Jane, but he was Samuel John Logan. Samuel John had left school at an early age. He had more intelligence under his toenails than most PhD have in their head. He knew God and he knew the Bible. Lacked education, but he did not lack knowledge. He knew that book as very, very few preachers knew it. Most of all, he knew God. Followed his Savior. When you spoke to that man, and this is no exaggeration, you walked into the presence of Christ. The glow of heaven was about his face. The beauty of the Savior was heard in his word. I never once remember being in his presence, but that I was brought closer to Christ. I heard the word of the Lord with such a sweetness and such a blessing that always drew the heart out after the Lord. Just a very ordinary man. He ran a little gas station. Every person who came there, if they came with any regularity, and most who only dropped in once, would hear of Jesus Christ from Samuel John. A glowing, bright, and shining witness for his Savior. Following after Christ, I will bless you, make you a blessing. You've often heard me refer to one of my, old elders back in Ballymoney, Albert McCauley. Many of you, some of you will remember meeting Albert when he was out here all those years ago when Joan and I first came here. And Albert was just a young man. He was a Christian. But he was tongue-tied. Literally tongue-tied. He was afraid to open his mouth for the Lord. He had ideas for business and actually became a very, very successful businessman. But he had ideas for business, and the Lord met with him. The Lord really challenged his heart about this matter of incomplete surrender or coming honestly, wholeheartedly to lay his all on the altar for Christ. And as God dealt with that young man as he was then, just a young fellow, he got alone to pray. To cut a long story short, in that lonely place of prayer, God broke the old Albert Macaulay. God brought him to a place, I will follow Christ with all my heart. And he asked God for a mighty infilling of the Holy Ghost to do the service to which God had put his hand. God answered prayer. In the years that have followed, I have never in all my life met a personal worker like that man. I've never met a man so bold and yet so tactful. I've never known a man less tongue-tied. Yet God found him as a tongue-tied Christian who couldn't open his mouth for Christ. God has made him a blessing. Wherever you go around the north coast of Antrim, right down inland into the counties or the parts of the county there, you'll find men and women, boys and girls, Protestants and Roman Catholics who have found Christ. They've been touched, blessed through the life of one Christian who fully followed the Lord. That's what it's all about. When you come to meet your God as a Christian, when you come to render account to the Lord for the time and the talents that He has given you, for the opportunities that He has given you to serve Him, will it not then be of paramount importance that God should have made your life a blessing to many? On that day it will not count at all how many people you've been able to outshine in the business world. The only thing that will really matter, how much of Christ did they ever see or hear from you? God said, I'll bless you. I'll make you a blessing. When the Lord spoke to Abraham, He ordered him out. He invited him in. For all his faults, Abraham obeyed. That's the bottom line for you and me tonight. Young person, make sure when you hear the call of the gospel, you obey it. Don't be like Terah, who went so far but never actually entered in. Come, follow Christ. And if you are a Christian, do not allow the terrors of this world to keep you on the borderland of spiritual blessing and greatness. Follow hard after Christ. Fully follow Him. And He will take your life in whatever calling He gives you, in whatever place He calls you to exercise that calling. And He will bless you and make you a blessing. May we indeed learn the significance of this simple fact that God orders us out in order to bring us in to the fullness of salvation blessing.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.